is Monday, and on Mondays we like to dig into things that might have been going on through the weekend. And one of the things that happened this weekend, especially sports-wise, something very significant that took place over the weekend. Perhaps you witnessed it. It's something that we hope that we witness into the future. Signs of things to come, we say. Pat Johnston, I believe you were able to witness it yourself. On Saturday, both the Tigers and Lions won on the same day.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Within minutes of each other, actually.
Yeah, right, close.
Because I was visiting my parents in Ann Arbor, and we were going back and forth. Ninth inning of the Tigers game, then the final minutes of the Lions game. And then when it was all over, my dad and I looked at each other and said, wow, Lions and Tigers won.
Oh, my.
Yeah, right. Mark that down, a record. Although I was a little worried at the beginning when the game, football game started out with four field goals and no one could push one into the end zone, but then they got a couple actual touchdowns afterwards.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, and it was a battle of the backup quarterbacks.
Yeah,
so that was
right,
the thing.
Yeah.
And this was an audition for David Blau and why am I drawing a blank now on the other quarterback's name for the Lions?
Don't look at me. I'm
Sean,
not in football mode yet.
Yeah, anyway, they were. I'll look that up real quick. But they were battling for the second spot.
They did some pretty good scrambling, though. A couple times they had to scramble, and they got a first down when they were.
Oh, yeah.
They looked like they were in trouble and couldn't find an open receiver, and they got down there. I'm still disappointed in that Lions zone pass defense. I mean, they just pick it apart every time. They find an open guy and they gain a first down time after time.
I tell you, that defense frustrates fans all the time. If you just aren't playing it well, it looks like you're just being picked apart.
By the way, it was Tim Boyle.
Tim Boyle.
Yeah.
So that it's a battle between them. And maybe there could be a trade in the future for the Lions, too, if they don't feel like that these two could be a good, reliable backup for Jared Goff. I've heard some names thrown out there.
Well, nice to know. Again, it's preseason, yep. We know, but still, the Lions winning. And I don't have, do you know the number? Because the Lions had like the current longest losing preseason streak going on.
Oh, that's right. They did. That's right.
Yeah, I can't remember how many games it was, but it was like, really?
Yeah.
Who tracks that?
I know.
It's preseason. Who cares?
How many preseason games do they have?
One more to go.
So they have three altogether. Then.
Three, that's it. Okay. Used to be four, yep, but they changed it a couple years ago.
Okay.
So that way they could add that 17th game in the regular season. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and their final game is this Sunday, 4:30, against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yes.
We know what Pat's going to be watching that one.
All right.
And I think that is a nationally televised game, too, CBS, 4:30, I believe.
Really? Mm-hmm. National televising and preseason?
Yeah.
Football interest, we know, is building with pro football, of course. College football going to be starting.
Yep.
So, well, again, on the significance, because we know on Sundays, traditionally in the fall, though the Lions and Tigers seasons overlap only a little bit, it's not often that we can talk victories on the same day. Usually, it's the Lions not getting the victory on Sundays, although in the past couple of seasons, the Tigers haven't contributed that well. Either, but
right.
They weren't both playing in Detroit. The Lions were in Indianapolis for that game. There was a concert at the Ford Field.
Yeah,
oh, was there really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So Ford Field was rocking in a different way.
Yeah, sure was.
Yes, country.
Well, congratulations to both the teams. Hopefully, again, a sign of things to come.
Yeah, exactly. And again, remember, it's preseason for the Lions. So just, teams don't really game plan for the other team. They're just more just saying who can make some plays. And, you know, we'll see. But I agree with Dave. I think you're going to see the Lions defense struggle, especially in the beginning. The offense is going to have to carry them.
And the offensive line was looking pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
At least the line they had in there.
Yep.
They didn't have a lot of their lead players playing, did they end this game at all?
No, trying to make sure that they stay healthy for the regular season.
Yeah, well, I'm wondering if they're going to treat the next game as more of a tune-up, because this will be the last time they get to do anything for 2 weeks, so they could.
Probably, at least for a half anyway, probably.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And going back to the Tigers, I did not know this, and this does not even include yesterday's game, the shutout game, but did you see this? I saw this online in the Free Press. That going back to July 21st for the last month,
yeah,
the Tigers' starting pitching rotation, as decimated as it has been, has combined for a 3.09 ERA, the best in the American League.
Yes.
In the last month.
For the last month.
And third overall in baseball behind just the Dodgers and the Mets.
Yeah. Go figure.
Wow.
It just shows you how poor their hitting is.
I was going to say, they need to get something going with the offense.
Yep.
Yeah, because the Tigers in the past month have like an 8-21 record.
Right.
Because the offense has not generated the runs. But I thought, wow. Because I know all season long we've talked about how the pitching has been okay.
It's been
decimated. And the bullpen continues to do very well.
Yep.
That's just an impressive mark. So kudos to the arms and to the pitching coach and Chris Fetters.
He's the team MVP, in my opinion.
Well, yeah. For any games, the Tigers are winning because they've had to have pitchers keep the runs to a minimum.
Yes.
Because on the offense, the runs have not been close to a maximum.
No.
Well, that was pretty cool.
Yes.
And I know you mentioned it in sports. It was sad to hear about John B. Walkenfuss.
Yeah, right.
Only 73. I did not know he had, it says, what, suffering dementia for the past four years.
Yeah.
Although he attributes that to some of the hard hits he took his catcher. Because remember, he was a utility guy, but he caught a lot of games. Yeah. And he was one of the guys who supported the rule change where you can't run over catchers anymore.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Which probably hurt Jonathan Scope over the weekend. But
Yeah.
He was trying to avoid colliding with the catcher and sprained his ankle.
Hopefully he'll be okay.
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that.
But, we always hear this when it comes to head injuries. We hear it with football, hockey, right, even soccer. Don't really hear about it too much talked about in baseball. But Walkenfuss always believed that's what happened.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, John B. Walkenfuss, part of the famous trade. This is the first thing I thought of, as much as he enjoyed watching him for his 10 years as a Tiger. On the eve of the 1984 season, John B. Walkenfuss and Glenn Wilson, the Tigers traded to Philadelphia for some guy named Willie Hernandez and Dave Bergman.
Yeah.
Two guys who greatly contributed to the 84 World Championship.
Right.
That was a good trade. Yeah.
It really was. Sad for John B., who had to suffer through some of those tough Tiger years and then gets traded away. And I did not remember this. I was reading about how he kind of forced that trade because he was complaining.
Yes, he was only making about $200,000 a year.
Wanted to make more and was complaining in the press and wanted to be trading to his hometown of Philadelphia.
Well,
and Tigers obliged.
Yeah, they said okay.
But I'd forgotten that part, that he was a little perturbed.
Right, and didn't he say something that he was, it hurt about to watch them win the title that year since he was part of the organization for 10 years? Yeah.
On our morning team show, I have, by the way, put up a YouTube video link in case you'd like to check it out. His famous batting stance.
Batting stance, of course.
Where he developed some kind of stance of turning his back to the pitcher, his feet close together, and then fluttering that right hand, which was mimicked by a bunch of little leaguers who coaches, no! Don't do that! It might work for John B., but you're not John B. Walkenfuss. Stand in that box right. Oh, boy. But, we have a link up on that for you if you'd like to check it out.
Are we going to get a video of you
mimicking the batting stance? Never batting in the league.
Okay, all right.
I had a hard enough time batting normally. and how about, speaking of baseball real quick, our Great Lakes Loons.
Yeah.
Did you check in, I know you had it in sports, but Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for three straight games, the Loons scored 12 runs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In each game.
They needed that yesterday.
Yeah, they did. But they lost like 11-7.
11-7, yeah.
Man, three straight games, 12 runs.
That's highly impressive.
That is highly impressive.
Yeah.
Tigers, you need to watch some Loons highlights.
I hired their batting coach.
we take 12 runs in a series, let alone three straight games.